Nevada is not the only state that will be holding major elections up and down the ballot next week. To the west, voters in California are also set to decide who will lead their state for the next 4 years. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with Alexei Kosev, a political reporter at the Sacramento Bee, to get the latest on some of the high-profile campaigns there.
All right, Alexei, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about maybe the biggest race in California right now, and that's, I would assume, the governor's race, right?
Yes. So for the first time in 8 years, the governor's seat will be open. Governor Jerry Brown is terming out after two terms and back in office. And the race has come down to Democratic Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom and Republican businessman John Cox. And with the partisan lean in California, Gavin Newsom has been able to maintain a fairly comfortable lead, it seems, in terms of fundraising and polling, and, you know, Cox has tried to keep up, but it's just hard in California in this day and age.
So at this point, does it even seem like John Cox really has been able to make any headway in the state?
From the polling, he consistently has been trailing by double digits, which is obviously doesn't seem like he's really in the race. He has tried to convey a message focused on the lack of affordability in California, housing and high gas taxes and other taxes, just things that make it very hard for middle-class people and below to live in the state. And it's a message that certainly resonates with a lot of people, but his other positions are just very out of line with where most Californians are on issues like immigration or health care or a lot of these things that have been nationalized and have put California into conflict with Trump. So because of his more conservative stance there, it's been hard for Cox to really make headway in California.
That frontrunner in that race, Gavin Newsom, has made some pretty big pledges, though, on the campaign trail, talking about health care for all, universal preschool. Those are sometimes, for a state like California, I can only assume those would be very costly asks. So are those even doable?
Is coming into a healthy economic situation. Their economy has been growing for a long time in California, and we've bounced back from the recession, but economists keep warning that a downturn is around the horizon. And what's more, there are going to be a lot of people asking a lot of things of him if he's elected. So he's going to have to choose carefully what he wants to pursue, and maybe he's only going to be able to actually do a fraction of what he's talked about on the campaign trail. It's likely that he'll focus on expanding preschool and healthcare, which are two of the main programs that he's focused on in his campaign stops.
The other big race, it seems like, is this possible repeal of the gas tax. You know, from what you're seeing, how likely is it to drive voters to the polls, and does it look like it could be repealed?
It seems to be fading in the home stretch. The last couple polls we've seen have it behind by a fairly comfortable margin, which has to be disappointing for those who put it on the ballot. They really wanted this to be a central issue of the 2018 election in California, and by all accounts, it's just been overshadowed by everything that's going on the national stage. The Congressional Republican Caucus put a lot of money into qualifying this for the ballot, even though it's not an issue that any of them would have any say on. You know, it's a state issue, not a national one, and yet none of them have really made it a part of their campaigns at all, because things like taxes and health care and all kinds of other national issues have overshadowed it. And even at the state level, it just has not caught on in the way that Republicans hoped. So you can't count it out, but they've been outraised by about 20-1. And the opponents are flooding the TV airwaves right now, and it just looks like it's unlikely to pass.
So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about congressional races. A lot was made after the primaries that some Democrats had a real shot at some historically Republican districts. Those primarily Orange County, possibly the one up here near Tahoe. Does it look like any of that is going to come to fruition?
Too close to call at this point. All polling and any sort of indication we can have are that most of those races are actually neck and neck, and it really will come down to a point or two that decides the race. Particularly in Orange County, the Democrats seem to be in a comfortable position to take some of those seats. They have made a lot of gains, from what we can tell, with no political party voters, no party preference, unaffiliated, independent. And those are tipping towards Democrats in Orange County, and there's about four seats there that are considered potentially up for grabs, and so they have a really good shot at those. It's looking less certain with the seats in the Central Valley, where Democrats have long had party registration advantages but haven't been able to turn out those voters to actually vote for Democrats. And that may be the case again this year. It's just a very different environment from the rest of the state, whereas Orange County really, even though it's more conservative, it still aligns in a lot of ways with coastal California that has so consistently elected Democrats. So that may be the difference that we see on election night, that Democrats win over some of those seats in Orange County, but are not able to do so in the Central Valley.
I'm curious as well in that, in your professional opinion, how much of this particular election is about California itself, and how much of it is about being a referendum on the Trump administration?
I think that you would have to divide the state-level races from the national races. Congressional races and the U.S. Senate race between Dianne Feinstein and Kevin DeLeon have had Trump as a central point of debate nonstop since campaigning started. He is impossible to escape at this point. He so dominates what's going on at the national level that it's difficult for candidates to talk about anything but that, but him and what he's doing. So it is likely that those races will really be a referendum on him and his leadership. At the state level, there are other issues that we are really grappling with, particularly around affordability and really high poverty levels here in California, and housing crisis and just increasing difficulty for people to be able to live here. So that has taken more of a center stage in races like the governor's race, where they've debated their visions for the future and how they would lead California forward. But even there, Trump has made his presence felt as he endorsed John Cox, for example, and Newsom has hit back and used that against Cox for months. So, again, Trump looms so large that even when the race is not about him, he's present within it.
Alexi Kossoff is a political reporter at the Sacramento Bee. Alexi, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That was KUNR's Paul Boger speaking to Sacramento Bee political reporter Alexi Kossoff. You can find all of our election coverage online at KUNR.org.